Savages, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First off, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple, Google, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Trust me, people, you're going to love it. Thank you. Welcome to the Savage Empire, where nobody is fucking savages in that box. And the hits keep on coming, folks. 5-game losing streak. Aaron Judge going back on the DL, most likely, with tightness in his calf after immediately being activated. Cole, not so sharp today, but I'm not going to get too much on him. Every pitcher has a bad start. But, you know, they were getting no hit until Voit decided to put an end to that shit, and they ended up losing 4-1. So there's no point going over that game. Tanaka pitched damn good, as he always does. And 66 pitches going into the sixth inning. They decide, okay, that's it. 66 pitches. That's where we're at now. 66 pitches. Boone said he felt like Tanaka was emptying the tank. At 66 pitches? Come on. You can get that out of any one of the fucking guys in the bullpen can throw 66 pitches and not be fucking tired. Come on, that bullshit. Fucking Boone. It's making it harder and harder to defend him. And I don't want to be one of those unrational guys that just fucking shits on him at every chance. But I'll tell you what, the way he's been managing the last couple weeks now, probably a little longer, it's been fucking head-scratching. With the bullpen and the pitching and the fucking lineups. And I know this team is all analytical, but what the fuck is going on? These guys need to get on the same page. And honestly, I don't know what the hell needs to happen here. Does Cashman need to get involved somehow and sit down Boone and his fucking computer nerds and fucking get them on the same page here? What's going on? Because the numbers are not backing anything up. Everything is being left to be second guessed. What the hell is going on? Any fucking answers, but we're not going to get any answers from Boone because he's a company guy. He's going to go out there. He's going to take the hits. He's not going to say anything of fucking value. And that's it. You move on to the next game. But it's getting to the point now where it's, all right, let's fucking go. You know, because something's not right here. Yanks were up 1-0 in the second game because of a sack fly from Wade. And then they hand the lead over to Chad Green, who hasn't pitched in 8 games. And I don't think I've ever heard a reason why he didn't pitch at all in the last series. Gives up a home run to Freeman, Oppo. I'm not too mad about it. I'm more mad that Tanaka wasn't given a chance to pitch further into the game. I mean, this shit happens. I'm not going to kill Green because he's been pretty damn good. But it just leads into another head-scratching move. 66 pitches for a starter is not good. And he was sharp. I mean, Am I wrong? I was watching the same game you guys were. Did Tanaka look like he emptied it out? I don't feel like he was in any bit of trouble. I think they got the lead and they were like, all right, well, let's go to the power arms. And it backfired. It blew up in his face. So maybe say that, Boone. Say maybe, you know what? We got the lead and I wanted the fresh arms in there to overpower the lineup. And it didn't work. And sometimes it doesn't work. And that would have been fine. But when you come out there and say your starting pitcher looked like he was emptying the tank at 66 pitches, that's weak. That's weak bullshit. When fucking Cole is out there throwing like 100 pitches a game. And nobody else, none of the other starting pitchers can throw more than fucking 70 pitches? Stretch these motherfucking guys out already. Alright, we can't keep babying them. Let's go. Or fucking bring up the kids and let them pitch. And if they get hurt, they get fucking hurt. But it's getting ridiculous now. With this shit. I'm going to read you a stat here from the great Katie Sharp. This one just came out a few minutes back. There have been 31 games this season that the starter went 5-plus innings, allowed 0 runs, and 3 or fewer base runners. Yankees are 0-2 in those games, both Tanaka starts. Rest of MLB is 26-3 in those games. That says all you need to know right there. Why are you pulling Tanaka when he's dealing? The guy is a fucking bull. And you're pulling him. What are you going to do in the playoffs? 50 pitches? 3 innings? And then go to the bullpen? We're going to have a bullpen game? What are we doing here? What are we getting ready for? Because I want these guys to go 6 or 7 innings in the playoffs. We don't have the bullpen that's lights out because we're playing fucking shuffle now with everybody. We don't know who's going to be there at the end. So I want these pitchers ready to go. The fuck is Matt Blake doing? I mean, I hate to say it. And I said this in the last episode. I know it's been a few days because of the Mets and fucking COVID fucking everything up for us. But maybe the loss of Rothschild fucking is bigger than we thought. Because he was an ex-manager and Boone leaned on him, obviously. But it's fucking crazy. This is his third season. He should have a handle on this team. He's a great ambassador, and he talks a good game, and he's good with the press. And he's friendly with the team, and I'm sure the team loves him. But head-scratching moves lately, I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's getting harder and harder. And I'm getting fucking mad. I know everybody's getting mad. Twitter's fucking losing it. You know, I'm trying to stay rational. I try to take things as they come and take a step back and think about it. But you know what? I'm going to let the emotion fly a little bit this week because it's getting fucking old. Although I did see some, you know, fire Boone tweets. It was like, all right, let's back up. That ain't going to happen. So get that out of your fucking head now. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. 5-game losing streak. No, I'm sorry. 6-game. 6-game losing streak. Swept by the fucking Rays and then the 2 today. That's right. Stupid me. Trying to put a little positivity spin on it. Nope. 6 games. Unfucking believable. I don't know. I don't know what needs to happen here. I don't know what needs to happen. I don't have any. I can't fix the offense. When, you know, I mean, it's not what you want. I used that Girardi meme, but it's not what you want. Wade is not somebody that you can really count on for offense. I'm sorry. I'm sure most of you are going to agree with this. A couple of you will not. He's great defensively. And he's got great speed. And he has value to the team. But as an everyday player, no. He cannot hit major league hitting consistently. Tyro is, as of right now, not an everyday player either. So the loss of Glaber and the loss of DJ is really starting to show. Now, defensively, they're both going to be fine. I'm not worried about it defensively, but you got to hit the win. Voit is on fire, and he has no protection right now. Who else is hitting in this lineup? Hicks is either hit or miss right now, and mostly miss. And his elbow is still barking a little bit. It's not going to be good until next year. So I'm willing to cut him a little slack because he's healthy enough to play, but he's not healthy enough to contribute. But you still have to play him. And he gets his walks, so I'll give him that, but his hitting is not there yet. And this is what happened to Didi last year. So you got to, if we cut Didi a little bit of slack, we have to cut Hicks a little bit of slack because it's the same thing. Talkman is playing, but I guess he's going to be playing more now with Judge going back in the DL. Ford isn't really doing it at the DH spot. Clint is not getting enough at bats. Andujar looks like he's starting to hit finally, so that's good. But now what are you going to do with him? Gio has seemed to cool down. Sanchez is like feast or famine. It's home run or bust with him, basically. I mean, the hardest hit ball today besides the home run they got was the 40-year-old Eric Kratz. I mean, fuck. If the old man is roping line drives down the line, then what are the other players on this team doing? What the fuck is going on? All right. Voit is on fire. He's got no protection now. Stanton, who the fuck knows when he's coming back? Oh, he's starting a new baseball activities. Okay, great. So maybe he'll get in the last week of the year. Glaber is still at least 2 to 3 weeks away. Britton looks like he's starting to throw a little bit. So hopefully when another week or so, maybe he can come off. We don't know what's going on with DJ. Last I heard was he's starting to hit a little bit. Thumb is getting better, so I think it's still another week and a half away for him. They can't take any more injuries. The next man up thing from last year, it's over. Now it's a joke because they can't get any consistency with this lineup. Too many key guys are hurt. And speaking of hurt, and we'll stick with Judge, it's getting to be ridiculous. And what makes it worse is that he's so goddamn good when he plays. But he can't play a full season. And this whole bullshit about how basically he wasn't hurt and the Yankees put him on the IL to protect him. Well, it turns out he was hurt because he just re-aggravated it again. So who's lying? The team or was Judge lying? It's come on. They're not being honest with us. And I know they don't have to be, but it goes back to them, and it makes them look foolish, and it just makes us angry because we're not getting any straight stories here. Judge being hurt is going to cost him millions of dollars when he's finally eligible to get paid. because when he comes in to Cashman's office with his agent, and his agent says, I want 7 to 8 years at $350 million plus, Cashman's going to say, good luck with your career. Hope you get that money somewhere else because it ain't going to be here. How can you justify it? And I said a couple weeks ago, and I said it on the Sports Dudes, and I said it on my show, and I said, you know what? You give him a lesser year contract, and you offer him more money to overpay to make up for it. But now I'm starting to rethink that. He is just constantly hurt. And I don't know if he's ever going to be fully healthy. He's just going to get older. He's just going to get older. Stanton's older than him, and he's hurt all the time. And we're stuck with him. No fucking chance in hell he's going to opt out after this year. No fucking chance. You kidding me? Who's going to give him that kind of money? Nobody. I read a comment, and I won't say who it is. I really didn't look at the name, so there's nobody to give credit to. But I'll tell you what, it kind of sums it up. It kind of sums up Stanton and the Yankees. It's like paying child support. You just can't get out from under it. And boy, I tell you, that is the perfect example. The perfect answer of what this whole situation is. It's like child support. Until he hits 18 and he's out of the house, you're paying for it because he ain't going nowhere. And if you're looking at Judge, who I think is a better player than Stanton when he's healthy, you can't have two of those contracts on this team. And unfortunately, we're going to have Stanton, I think, for, what, 7 more years, I think, after this season? 6 or 7 more years? He's not opting out. He's here. We got Judge for another couple years, and then he hits free agency. But by then, he'll be 30 years old. You know what? You know what'll happen, Judge. Judge will be healthy in his last year before free agency. He'll play 150 games, and he'll put up MVP numbers. Maybe he'll win the MVP, and we're all going to forgive him because we love him, and it's going to be, all right, time to pay him. And then as soon as he gets his money in his ears and they can't move him, he'll start getting hurt again. It happens all the time. It happens with a lot of players. Everybody's good in their free agent year. And they get paid, and then they go right back to getting hurt or fucking sucking again. Not that he's going to suck. He's great when he plays. But we got too many fucking DHs on this team, and he can't fucking DH all the time. Because we got Stanton. We don't have enough guys to play the positions because they're being blocked. Forget about trading anybody here this year for any top-notch starting pitcher. Clint Frazier, he's not going anywhere now. Andujar, I don't think they're trading him. They need these guys. You could put Clint in right field and just stick him there. He can play every day. And then you're going to have Talkman and Gardner switch or have Talkman play for Hicks, or move Gardner in for Hicks every now and then if you want to move things around. And have Andujar just be the DH for right now because that's it. He's starting to heat up, and you got to capitalize on that. But now they've made themselves indispensable. Where can you move these guys to? I mean, there's rumors of them talking to the Giants for Gausman? Really? Kevin Gausman, who pitched with Baltimore. Yeah, he's having a decent year. But fuck are you going to give up for him? Nobody, no pitcher is going to come cheap. No fucking pitcher is going to come cheap. Every team in the playoff hunt needs starting pitching. Every shitty team out there knows it. And it's fucking gold. Oh, you want my pitcher? You want Lance Lynn? You want fucking Kevin Gausman's of the world? What do you got? I'm going to need two top prospects, an everyday player now, cash, international money, whatever the fuck they think they can get. Because they can do it. Because somebody out there is going to pay for it. Somebody's going to give this fucking Giants a haul for him. Somebody's going to get Cuerto. Somebody's going to get fucking Lance Lynn. Somebody's going to get all these guys out there, and they're going to pay for it. And the Yankees checked in on Clevinger. How much do you think that would cost? Where do you start? You start with Clint Frazier, but then again, they had him already. They know what he is. It's you're talking about top players for these guys. Trevor Bauer, if the Reds decide to move him, the Yankees don't have enough of what it takes to make that trade. They can't afford to give up anybody now. Michael King? Nope. He's not going anywhere. Clark Schmidt? Definitely not going anywhere. Who else are they going to give? My guess is that they make any moves, it's going to be for a bullpen guy that they can just try to steal somewhere and maybe, you know, take a guy who's average and turn him into something on this team, because Cashman's had pretty good luck doing things like that. But I don't know, man. I don't know. They might just be going as is. If they can't make any moves, what are they going to do? And they're fucking with Hap. And rightfully so. But at this point, can you afford to fuck with him? He knows it. The writing's on the wall. They're not publicly saying it, but there's no way in hell they're going to allow him to reach his inning max and fucking let him get his vesting option for $17 million for next year. No fucking way in hell. Because that money's coming off the books. Gardner's money's coming off the books because there's no way they're bringing him back. How can you bring him back? He's log jamming people. And we all love Brett Gardner. But it's time. Alright? He's not hitting like he did last year because the balls are not juiced like they were last year. So we're not getting fucking, you know, almost 30 home runs out of him. That's not happening. Now, it wasn't going to happen anyway with the shortened season, but he's not holding down the ground like he did before. It's sad to say. I love Gardner. Believe me. But he's not. He's holding it down. If it's time to move on, then we got Talkman and Clint. Floreal at some point next year, I think, maybe takes a step if he stays healthy. Because that kid can play. We got to see what we got out of these people eventually. Andujar, I don't know what they're going to do with him. But I think, at least for this year, nothing. I think they're going to let him play when they can play him. And you see what happens. And if his trade value increases in the offseason, maybe you move him. I don't know. But right now, he's starting to hit, so he's indispensable right now. His at-bats are looking much more better. Clint Frazier needs to be an everyday player at this point. It's not about showcasing these guys anymore. They're indispensable. Judge can't stay on the field. Stanton can't stay on the field. You can't count on these guys. It's like if you can get through a game with these two guys not getting hurt, you count your blessings. And you pray for the next game. I don't know what's going on with this team and soft tissue injuries, but You know, they fired the whole fucking medical department. They brought in Eric Kresge, who's supposed to be the pinnacle of fucking sports medicine and all this other shit, and we're getting more of the same fucking crap. So maybe it wasn't last season's medical staff's fault. Maybe Kresge needs to take more of a direct hand and not just send people down here to work on his behalf. Maybe he needs to come down here and look at it. I mean, they're paying these guys enough money. I'm sure this wasn't cheap. Because it's all about sports science and medical shit. And you know what? Do they have any answers for this? But yet, big guy like Mike Ford, he don't get fucking hurt. You know why? Because he does yoga. And he fucking stretches. And he knows how to stretch. Maybe he needs to be teaching fucking yoga to these guys. I tweeted before. Maybe they need a hockey goalie to come in and show them how to be fucking flexible. When was the last time you saw a goalie pull a hamstring? Guys that consistently do splits in split seconds to make saves. Who go from one side of the fucking net to the other, diving around with their legs and shit. Never see these guys pull hamstrings. Lundqvist is about to be fucking off the Rangers. Maybe Cashman can hire him. He can come in there and show these guys how to fucking stretch. This is my most angry fucking rant to date. Because I'm dumbfounded. I'm mad that they're on this losing streak. And I just don't get it. What gives us any right to think that we're going to beat the Mets the way we're playing at all in the next 5 games coming up in 3 days? Where do we think we're winning these games? Happ is pitching one of the games. Who else is pitching? Monty? Monty's pitching. So hopefully we can get a good game out of Monty. Maybe the offense can wake up. I have no faith in Happ. Happ is just, he's angry. Who knows what you're going to get out of him? He might be just trying to pitch to make it through the season. Like, fuck it. They're not going to play me anyway. What do I care? Which leads me into my fucking poll. With 3 incoming doubleheaders in the 5 days, will we indeed see Clark Schmidt? 52.2% said yes. 26 said no. And I put maybe a half start, which I was joking at the time because, you know, I was going back to him knowing that they don't want to play him. But it was already announced that he is getting a start. So that fucking made this poll bullshit. But the question remains, why isn't Clark Schmidt on the 40 man? Who is holding him up on this team? I don't want to hear service time bullshit, because you know what makes me mad about service time? It tells me you care more about the money than you do about winning. If the old man was around still, would this even be a question? I mean, I think you all know the answer to that. No. If it helped you win, the kid would be up here already. How does he not make the 40 man? Who do you have to DFA? People are going to say Sessa, but Sessa's been decent from last year on. So I'm not ready to give up on him yet. If you would ask me this 2 years ago when he's been shit for so many years, I would have been like, get rid of his fucking ass. But you know what? He earned the benefit of the doubt after pitching really good last year. I'm willing to hold on to him a little longer, although he's starting to look like he's reverting back to his old ways, and I don't like that. He's got good stuff, but sometimes he doesn't know how to harness it, and that is frustrating. So to me, it leaves the obvious, clear answer. Jonathan Holder. Why the fuck are we holding on to him? He has shown us all he can give us. He might be good every now and then, but it's going to be a hold your breath fucking outing every time he's in there. So, I mean, I don't get it. So, the comment I got from Christopher Michaels. I'm probably butchering it. I'm sorry, bro. At Brahma Bull 71, right? If it's Schmidt or Hap, why not go with Schmidt? Heck, may need them both in some capacity. He's obviously right. They definitely need Hap now to step up, but they don't want to play him. There's no way in hell he makes his inning limit. If they do, they're fucking stuck with him. And then what are you going to do next year? Because you got to think about next year, because you're going to have Severino back at some point, and you're going to have Herman back. And people seem to forget about Herman because, you know, he's suspended. We won't see him until the playoffs. But a lot of people don't want him on this team anyway, and that's neither here nor there. We've covered that. We've all beaten that horse like he beat his fucking girlfriend. It's been covered. He sickens me. He sickens all of you. I'll just throw him in the category of hopefully he fucking changed for the better. And while he's on the team, cheer for the laundry. Cheer for the laundry. I mean, I don't want to be a hypocrite, but if he gets big outs for us, you know everybody's going to cheer for him anyway. So I guess I'll be a hypocrite. As a personal person, the way he is, yeah, I'm not happy. I'm angry. And I hope he's learned from his mistakes. But like I said, we'll leave that one alone for another day. Thanks, Chris, for the comment. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today. He's a Phillies fan. And we were talking about the DH in the National League, and he's in favor of it now, which is surprising to me, but I feel like most people are. But he wanted to know if there was a difference in runs being scored in the National League compared to last year because of the DH, because pitchers provide absolutely zero offense usually. And, you know, every now and then they'll get into one and get a home run, and it's always a highlight. But, you know, for what, the 1, 2, 3 a year? Who gives a fuck? And because of the three-hitter rule with the bullpen pitchers, he wanted to know if the games are longer or shorter than last year. So I, once again, asked Katie Sharp, and she was kind enough to answer me back. And I know she's like exclusive to John Boy, but I appreciate it. And I'm going to, you know, every now and then I might throw her a question if she can answer it, and I'll use it on my podcast. She wrote, no significant difference in run per game in the NL. It's down for the entire Major League Baseball. Now, I can attribute that, and I assume this is what she means. So if I'm stepping on her, I don't mean to, but in my opinion, it would be because lack of spring training. Offense may be down all around because the pitchers were way ahead of the batters when the season first started. I think it'll even out by the end of the season, you know, another month. And pitchers are getting more hurt too. So definitely I think it'll start to even out. But I think that's what that's for. But maybe a full season of it next year, I'll see if we can compare it to last year. So we'll totally bypass this year. But then she also wrote, average time of a 9-inning game is up 2 minutes from last year. So the three-hitter rule isn't speeding up the game. In fact, it's making the game 2 minutes longer, which isn't shit. It doesn't matter. But if you're trying to make these games shorter, then the three-hitter bullshit rule for these bullpens should dramatically decrease the time in the game, right? You would think guy has to face three batters. Well, they should get three outs instead of, you know, him giving up a hit or a situational lefty comes in, gets the lefty out, or the guy gets a hit or walk, and then you go to the bullpen. Apparently, it's not saving any time. Matter of fact, it's taking more time. Maybe they need to revisit this rule. And it's an interesting thought. I just thought that might be something looking into. These games don't seem to be going shorter. The only games that are shorter are the seven-inning games, and that's the doubleheader bullshit that, you know what, I don't like. And it's starting to cost us wins. And players are still getting hurt. Judge can't even make it through a seven-inning game without getting hurt. I mean, I know I keep going back to Judge. He's going to be the topic of this episode, mostly because I'm frustrated. And you all are frustrated, too. We all should be. Something's got to change. I don't know what needs to be changed. The medical staff needs to get better. They need to figure out a way to reduce these injuries. The only injury that to me is legitimate is the sprained thumb on DJ, because that's kind of a fluke injury and there's nothing you can do to prevent that. Just glad he didn't tear anything. But these soft tissue injuries, these guys pulling muscles, running. I don't know if it's lack of conditioning, that maybe they ramped everything up too fast. I'm sure that's probably mostly it. Injuries are rampant in throughout baseball. I get it. Like I said, I'm only concerned with my team. I can't account for every other team's injuries. But these are soft tissue injuries. They tell you to stretch. These guys stretch. They have a stretch program. What is going on? Is it too much weightlifting? Are these guys getting too muscular for their own good? I don't have answers, but these are questions that need to be answered. I'm trying to get you guys to think about it as much as I am. I'm sure you are. We all have questions that need to be answered. This is getting to be fucking ridiculous already. Year after year, this team is derailed mostly by injury. Some people are like, cancel the season already. All right, we're past that shit. Get past that fucking thing, because you know what? We're going to finish the season one way or the other. Shut everybody down because this season doesn't count anyway. Well, we weren't saying that a few weeks ago when they were the best team in baseball. If they win the goddamn World Series, you're going to be out there celebrating, so shut the fuck up about that. Some of you people are ridiculous sometimes. If we win the World Series this year, you're going to be happy, and it's going to count. It's going to count for every goddamn team. And it should count. The shit that every team has to deal with to get here and to win, yeah, it's going to fucking count. This might be the hardest World Series ever to earn. Maybe ever. It's definitely going to count. I might celebrate this one fucking harder than the other fucking ones we've had. Because you know what? They would have to fight through so much bullshit just to get there. Cancel the season. It doesn't count anyway. Shut the fuck up. You're out of your mind. 2020 has made people fucking stupid in some cases. Let's get over that bullshit. It's going to count. All right? And we're not dead yet. But we can't take much more. We really can't. Without guys coming back. And I don't want to jinx nothing, but Gary hasn't been hurt yet. And you know that's coming. There's a growing injury out there with his name on it. You know it's coming. I'm surprised he hasn't pulled it, stretching his fucking one leg down to get on one knee. And having to dive from one side to the other, trying to block fucking wild pitches. All right. That's my minute of shitting on Gary. I don't want to shit on him. He's actually been healthy. Just not hitting the way he should be. Fucking Tyler Wade and fucking Tyro playing in middle infield. Unbelievable. Defensively, fine. Offensively, I don't know. I just don't know. Voit is the only one hitting. If he goes into a fucking slump, are we actually going to get no hit? Because nobody else is hitting shit. What the fuck? We got five against the Mets. Coming up. Two doubleheaders this weekend. At some point, they got to make up the other game. I think in a couple weeks on an off day to finish out the six-game series. I don't know if it's a split city doubleheader or they're just going to play them all at Yankee Stadium. I don't know yet. I don't know if anybody else knows. I haven't seen anything, but then again, I haven't looked. I'm frustrated. At least we're not going to see DeGrom. He pitched tonight, so he won't be pitching this weekend. Two announced starters. Montgomery and Happ. I'm going to assume that King will get a start. And I'm going to assume that they're going to use an opener in one of these games. But that doesn't account for one more start. They said, as far as I know, they're not going to use Cole or Tanaka because they both pitched today, which will not put them on their normal rest. Will that game be a Clark Schmidt game? Or will they have already made a trade by then? Stay tuned. I guess that's the only thing left to see. I don't want them stretching out Lasagna. I think he's good in the bullpen. Leave him there. I don't want him starting. You're going to waste three innings on him where he can pitch two innings of impact baseball at the later part of the game. And you're going to waste three innings of him opening. For what? And if you're already going in an opener, you need somebody who can pitch at least four or five innings. Why not bring the kid up? With the doubleheaders, you get to bring somebody up anyway. Can we put him on the fucking 40 man and bring him up? What are we doing with him? This service time bullshit is getting to be ridiculous. To finish my point from before, because I'm in the middle of a rant. If they're doing this to fuck with his service time when they need him to pitch, they're absolutely wrong for doing so. This is the shit that frustrates fans. You can get away with fucking with people's service time when you don't need them, like they did with Judge when he was in the minors. They didn't have a spot for him until they brought him up. By then, they already gotten their service time. When you need a player and they're ready to go, bring them up. Could be a spark. Could be the spark we need. I know for the fans it will be. Every day we're crying about it. What are they doing? I guess we could ask Boone, but he's going to give us the bullshit answer. Cashman's not going to say anything. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. To put it in Aaron Boone speak, tighten this shit up. Right now. Five against the Mets coming up. Better turn it around. You lose five games of this team, you might as well shut the fucking season down. It'll become a joke at that point. Get your shit together. That's it. I've bitched about it enough. I'm sure I've angered a lot of you enough because you're right there with me. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to forget this fucking night and this week has happened. I suggest you all do the same. Get a drink, smoke some fucking weed, do what you need to do, relax, get in a better mindset. Beat the fuck out of the Mets. Get our shit back in order. and get everybody back healthy. We'll find out what happens with Judge tomorrow, I'm sure, after the MRI, but we all know what's going to happen. For the rest of the guys on that team, step up. Somebody fucking step up besides Voit. Pitching needs to be better. Let's get it going. Everybody have a good night. I'll talk to you later. And of course, go Yankees.